Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I'd like to combine two briefings, if I could. One on today's Trade Negotiations Committee, and then a second, more general briefing on the logistics for the week in terms of the negotiating activity and in terms of the logistics of this room. This morning, Director General Lamy opened this week-long series of negotiations by speaking to the members of the WTO. 30 ministers spoke this morning. The session will continue tomorrow. We will have informal PNCs, heads of delegation meetings, every day this week. I'd like to say at the outset that we would like to make our contribution to a paperless society by making available statements of the Director General on the website. The DG statement of today will be available very soon. The podcast may be available even now. Yes? Podcast is available even now. So you can hear it. It's digital quality for those of you who are interested in that. Let me go over a few of the key points made by Mr. Lamy in his opening intervention. He said that this session marks the start of an intensive process of meetings aimed at establishing modalities in agriculture and NAMA. We have a clear objective before us, but the road to it is going to require a lot of effort from all of us. We are at the beginning of an uphill journey, he said, which will take us a few days, but I am convinced that with patience and determination, we will be able to get to our collective objective. He said, I can think of no stronger spur for our action than the threats facing the world economy across several fronts, including rises in food prices and energy prices and financial market turbulences. There is widespread recognition, he said, that a balanced outcome for the Doha round could in these circumstances provide a strong push to stimulate economic growth, providing better prospects for development and ensuring a stable and more predictable trading system. He outlined for the members the process for this week, which I'll get to in a second. He said as well that the starting point for our work will be the revised texts in agriculture and non-agricultural market access, which were distributed on the 10th of July. He added that further progress has been achieved in these texts since they were issued. In NAMA, broad convergence, for example, has been found on the subject of those members with low binding coverage, and the details of this would be circulated by Chairman Don Stephenson, the NAMA chair, later today. He said the end product should be a sufficient convergence on key points to enable final draft modalities to be established. He concluded by saying, the time has come to move from discussions to negotiations. He said, we have talked the talk. Now we have to walk the walk to finish the round. We need positive results from this week's engagement and all need to approach it with a clear objective in mind. As I mentioned, 30 ministers took the floor. All of those that spoke were ministers. They expressed very strong support for concluding the agriculture and NAMA modalities in the days to come. Many expressed strong support for moving the agenda forward briskly in other areas as well. There was a great deal of concern expressed about the economic uncertainties facing the world today. Rising fuel and food prices, financial market instability, and slowing growth were widely cited by members. The conclusion of the round would, said many ministers, help to stabilize the economic situation, provide for greater opportunities for economic growth and development, and send a signal of confidence to markets and the public. Many ministers said they were pleased by the progress that's been made in terms of the development of these texts, And they said that the progress that's been made by senior officials and ambassadors here in Geneva has been worthwhile, putting us in a much better position than we were 2 years ago. But this said, there were no indications of any significant shifts in positions. Ministers expressed concerns over a wide range of issues, all of which will be familiar to you. This is not unusual in the opening meeting of a series of negotiations like this, but I cannot report to you that there was any event of an earth-shaking magnitude that took place today. If you have any questions on this particular part of the briefing, why don't I take them now, and I can go over logistics for you when we finish those questions. Yes, to Ram and then to Jamie.
Thank you, Keith. You saying that some ministers mentioned about moving the agenda to other areas. Can you mention the areas? And then can you also please tell me how other issues like bananas and GIs have been are parasiting this meeting now?
Yes, Ram. The issues that were mentioned included those issues. Bananas, I would characterize as being part of the overall agriculture negotiations. It's linked to preference erosion. It's linked to tropical products. The so-called in-between issues refer to services, rules, including anti-dumping, fishery subsidies, and the TRIPS question. There are three different questions here. There is the registry for wines and spirits, which is a mandated negotiation, and then there is an extension of the extra protection for products other than wines and spirits under the TRIPS agreement. And then there is a proposal to amend the TRIPS agreement to include reference to the disclosure provisions of the Convention on Biodiversity. These are very difficult negotiations. The Director General has been having consultations on these and on bananas quite regularly, including daily in many instances on these questions. And at the moment, there are no new developments to report, but these are certainly issues on which you should be keeping close watch in the days to come. Jamie, please.
Need to have a final decision taken this week by ministers? And second, did Mr. Lamy lay out anything in terms of particulars on what subjects will be dealt with in the green room each day, or whether NAMA and agriculture will be tackled together in the green room each day, or how that will work?
No and no. Yes, please, Saki.
Keith, just to follow up on this question, how would the DG proceed in the green room this afternoon? Would he tackle with ag? I mean, would the ministers have the text in front of them and go from page one? How does the DG plan to proceed?
All the work we're doing this week, Saki, will be based on the hard work of the chairs over the last year. In all of the discussions that are held, all of the engagement, all of the negotiations, these texts will be central. In terms of the exact way in which this meeting or other meetings will evolve, I don't know at this stage yet. Yes, please, Richard.
Will the DG present in the course of the week new documents on NAMA and AGRA? I mean documents that he will elaborate on the basis of the discussions in the green room sessions this week?
Well, the intention is that the members will use these texts. They will be meeting in a huge variety of configurations, and they'll try to narrow gaps. They'll try to create greater convergence in both of these areas. It's on the basis of these texts, and by the way, the chairs, Don Stephenson in NAMA and Crawford Faulkner in agriculture, will be working in smaller groups in parallel to try to resolve some of these problems. It's basically going to be generated by the members. There can be proposals could come in from any corner, but the idea is that members work towards convergence on the basis of positions that shift in the direction of an agreement. Can I go to the logistic bit now? Okay, this is room W. This is the media center. The desks that are provided here are for journalists and journalists alone. Others, including delegates and NGOs who have been accredited to come into this building, may join us here in this room. They can sit in the perimeter seating. The room is equipped with Wi-Fi, and there is a photocopier out the door to your left, out the door here to your left. Please collect your things at the end of each evening so the room can be cleaned. Things that are left here may not be here tomorrow morning. Almost every meeting of this sort we've had some form of tragedy at someone's notes being swept up. Please don't let that happen to you. There is no reserving space but for the space we have for the photographers in front so that they can do their work. There are two workstations with two printers available at the back of the room to my left. For those who need to connect to Swiss outlets, adapters are available at the WTO bookshop. WTO press briefing materials are available in the back of the room. You will also see on our website a dedicated space on the homepage, which will list everything, including, we hope, statements given by ministers this morning. Some will, as they come in electronically to us, we will put them onto that space so you can access them. Food and drink will be available until late in the evening at the WTO cafeteria, which is just the other side of this wall to my left. There are also vending machines for hot drinks and snacks in the vestiaire across the corridor. The press conferences. All WTO-managed press conferences will be held in this room. There will be interpretation into the three WTO official languages. You can check the agenda for the upcoming press conferences by looking at the electronic bulletin boards outside of this room on either side in blueprint. These press conferences are subject to change, so please do check regularly. I plan to brief each day after the heads of delegation. I don't know if that will be the same time every day. It could well be that the meetings on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be shorter than this, so 15 minutes or so after the heads of delegation is over, I will brief. Director General Lamy has no plans to hold press conferences until the end of this meeting, and the same goes for any interview requests. He will not be engaged in any interviews throughout the course of the meeting until possibly the end. At press conferences, only journalists are permitted to ask questions, although, as I said before, others who are accredited can observe. Should we encounter severe overcrowding, and by the looks of this room, that is not a far-fetched notion, journalists will receive priority in every instance. All press conferences will be webcast and podcast, and these broadcasts can be received on the WTO website. Television cameras will be mounted in the back. You'll see that platform there. And sound can be picked up from a device which I do not understand at all. Jana Borges is the press officer responsible for our interaction with television and radio. Jana, would you please stand up? Television and radio journalists that have questions or problems, that is the press officer with whom you should speak. Should any journalist wish to make a request for an interview with a member of the secretariat, you should contact Helen Mandrion in my office, Helen. And she can be found, along with all of our team, who I'll introduce in a minute, in the corridor on the lake side of our building, ground level. My office, Helen's office, is the middle of that corridor. Let me introduce the press officers. They will be seen in this room. They are at your service. They are available in their offices as well. Let me start with Nuch Nazir and Louis Ople, Peter Umpekorn, Joseph Bosch, and Anoush de Boghossian. They speak many languages, so if you're comfortable speaking a language, for example, like Thai or, I don't know, Catalan even, yes, there you are. Urdu is one we speak as well. If you wish to speak in Urdu, Nuch can help you. In terms of WTO meetings, what I can say at this point, as I said earlier, is we will have an informal heads of delegation each morning at 10 o'clock. These open-ended meetings will include all WTO members. There will be a myriad of other meetings going on all around this house, including green room meetings, which all of you are aware of. There'll be significant breaks between the meetings to allow group coordinators from the African group, the G33, the G10, etc., to meet with their constituents, to liaise, to discuss strategy and common information. On Thursday, from 12 to 5, there'll be a meeting dedicated to services trade, at which ministers who are prepared to open their services markets further will signal to other ministers what it is they are prepared to offer in terms of market opening and what it is they'd like to see from other members in terms of access to their markets. The results of this meeting will not be binding, but should offer an indication on what may be expected in the coming months as ministers prepare their final services offers. The results of this meeting will be captured in a report by Director General Lamy to the formal Trade Negotiations Committee meeting, which is currently scheduled for 10 o'clock on Saturday, 26 July. I hasten to add that in the announcement to members, time was put in square brackets because it could change based on the pace and scope of our negotiations. The timing of this concluding session will be very much driven by the work that we are able to do and the progress we are able to make. What we're looking to do at this final meeting is to agree to establish modalities for agriculture and industrial goods trade based on these negotiating texts. In addition, we are looking to have the dates set by which time the schedules or templates which will list the thousands of tariff lines, the revised tariff schedules, will be submitted for verification to the Secretariat. In addition, we are looking to establish a date for final offers and services and revised services schedules. Beyond this, the chairs of a group of different negotiating groups here, including trade and environment, trade facilitation, reform of the DSB, etc., DSU, etc., these chairs will give two-pronged reports which give state of play and which as well would give a roadmap of the way forward. I think that pretty well covers it. Are there any questions on what I've just gone over? Nope. Everything's functioning pretty smoothly so far. No problems? Okay, very good. Thank you. We'll be in touch.